right out of Dante's Inferno.
Yes, the most destructive force in the universe, Harry. Nothing can escape it, not even light.
Welcome. I'm your host, Christopher Mills, and this is Space 1970, the podcast.
I don't mind telling you, I'm a little concerned.
This is the premiere episode of the Space 1970 podcast. On the outside chance that you stumbled upon this show accidentally, Space 1970 is my blog dedicated to the science fiction films and television shows of the 1970s and early 80s. It's where I talk about movies like Planet of the Apes, Logan's Run, and Star Wars, as well as TV shows like classic Star Trek, Space 1999, Space Academy, Buck Rogers, and the original Battlestar Galactica. This is my first podcast, so I hope you'll bear with me as I try to figure out exactly what I'm doing here, and forgive any rust spots that may occur as I go along. I hope to share with you some of my enthusiasm for these classic movies and TV shows, as well as the comic books, toys, and music that went along with them. So if the words Bionic Bigfoot bring a smile to your face, if you remember when Star Wars was the adventures of Luke Skywalker, if you know the significance of the date September 13, 1999, then hopefully you'll find something here to enjoy.
I bet that got your foot tapping.
That was the rare disco version of Stu Phillips' Battlestar Galactica theme. Sci-fi and disco went hand-in-hand in the 1970s thanks to Miko and his dance versions of the Star Wars theme, Close Encounters, Superman, and other fantasy movie soundtracks. I have to admit, though, I never heard this version of the Galactica title music until just recently. I hope you enjoyed it. Now let's travel to the 25th century with Buck Rogers. Regular reader of the Space 1970 blog, or listening to the show for that matter, you're probably familiar with the 1979 TV series Buck Rogers in the 25th Century. Produced by Universal Studios for NBC, Buck Rogers was a light, comic book-style space adventure based on the classic 1930s newspaper strip. The version that aired on NBC that fall originated with a pilot film produced by veteran TV producer Glenn A. Larson, who had also created Universal's previous television space opera, Battlestar Galactica. Larson, whose other credits include such favorites as Knight Rider, Magnum P.I., and The Fall Guy, had a very specific idea of what made good TV. Handsome, wisecracking heroes, lots of beautiful women wearing as little as possible, and simple, lighthearted stories that could entertain the whole family from junior to grandma. His version of Buck Rogers followed that formula precisely. But Larson wasn't originally supposed to produce Buck Rogers. In fact, when Universal and NBC first proposed a new Buck Rogers series, they had a very different kind of show in mind. Originally, the NBC Buck Rogers was going to be much more in the Star Trek vein, with more serious science fiction adventures and strongly character-driven stories. The show would take place almost exclusively in outer space, with Buck in command of the Earth exploratory starship Constitution. The executive producer was Andrew J. Fenady, best known as the author of The Man with Bogart's Face. Samuel Peeples, who had written the second pilot for Star Trek, as well as lots of Flash Gordon and Space Academy scripts for Filmation Studios, wrote the pilot film. David Gerrold, best known for writing The Trouble with Tribbles for Star Trek, and who had been the story editor on the first season of The Land of the Lost, was hired to do the same job on Buck Rogers. Scripts by DC Fontana and Dick Morgan, who had written for the 50s show Space Patrol, as well as Land of the Lost, were commissioned and written, but never filmed. Acclaimed space artist Bob McCall was even hired to design the spaceships for the series, but his designs went unused. Some of his sketches did show up in an issue of Starlog, and were very different from the spacecraft seen on Larson's show. Apparently, someone either at the studio or the network decided that they wanted something lighter, so the project was turned over to Glenn Larson and Bruce Lansbury, who handled the weekly series. It's too bad. As much as I enjoy the comic book tone of the first season of Buck Rogers, a more serious, Trek-like version of the concept with scripts by experienced science fiction writers might have made a very memorable and possibly more successful series.
I don't like it when somebody else pulls the strings, Captain.
Thank you.
That was the main title theme by Gil Millay from the 1977 Canadian sci-fi epic Starship Invasions. Directed by Ed Hunt and starring Christopher Lee and Robert Vaughn, the film attempted to marry popular UFO lore with Star Wars-style space opera. The plot pitted two different alien factions against each other, with our poor planet stuck in the middle. Director Hunt was apparently fascinated with UFOs and directed several documentaries on the subject. Starship Invasions has a lot of fun ideas, an undersea alien pyramid in the Bermuda Triangle, sexy space babes, flying saucer dogfights, and, well, Christopher Lee as an evil alien leader, but its low budget rather undermines the entire proceeding. I saw the movie on ABC back in the late 70s, but have never seen it again. As far as I know, it has never been released in American home video and is not currently on DVD.
There is an inexorable force in the cosmos where time and space converge. A place beyond man's vision, but not his reach. It is the most mysterious and awesome point in the universe, where the here and now may be forever.
On my ship, you ask.
It is unavoidable. Moving through space, swallowing everything in its path, radio waves, light.
Are you programmed to speak?
Even planets and stars.
That madman is headed straight for the black hole. What'll we do?
We wait.
Garbage.
And Quark.
Here it comes.
You will spend an extended romantic interlude with a beautiful princess.
Ah, I knew it.
The galaxy ad infinitum.
Same. Wait a minute. I got a princess. Hey, hey, hey.
I got a princess! Hey! Hey!
Thank you.
That was, of course, the theme music to the very short-lived sci-fi parody series Quark, which aired on NBC for a whole 7 weeks in 1978. Before that was the theatrical trailer, or at least the audio portion thereof, from Disney's 1979 epic The Black Hole. That film, with its marvelous John Barry score and groundbreaking special effects, is one of my absolute favorites from the era, and I'm still hoping that the studio will remaster it in high definition for Blu-ray disc sooner rather than later. Well, this has been the first, and we'll see how the response is before I promise any more, Space 1970 podcast. I'm learning as I go here, but I do hope that there was some entertainment and interesting trivia buried in here. I am open to suggestions, of course, just post your comments and ideas on the blog. Which reminds me, if you found this podcast somewhere other than on the Space 1970 blog, the URL is space1970.blogspot.com. Well, thanks for listening and for reading the blog. Remember, the future was fantastic.